This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest today is Starley Phillips McDowell, a board member at Tow River Valley Watch. Starley is with us today to talk about the Tow River Valley Legacy Workshop, scheduled for Malin Community College on November 3rd, and then on Saturday, November 4th, there will be field trips around the area to visit different interesting sites. Starley, tell us about Tow River Valley Watch.
The Tow River Valley Watch is a new nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving the rich rural heritage that is unique to both Mitchell and Yancey counties. My husband and I went hiking on and around Mount Mitchell last week, and of course the fall colors were at their peak. There were so many tourists from all over the country and the world that had come a long way to see what we as natives of this beautiful area see every day. Things are quickly changing in our region, and while we look at the economic opportunities that are coming our way, we need to remember the beauty of our mountains is the tourist draw, and the health of our environment is very important to our economic future. The quaint small towns of Bakersville, Burnsville, and Spruce Pine, with all the local artists and events and festivals that celebrate our mountain culture and way of life. It may seem routine to us, but this way of life is quickly being lost in other parts of the country, and we need to treasure our mountains and heritage and protect them. The Blue Ridge Parkway, the Appalachian Trail, and the Tow River and its tributaries are very much a part of our economic future. The Tow River has been designated a trout water, and there is a lot of activity on the Tow with outfitters providing guided fishing trips, rafting, canoeing, and tubing. We need to preserve and protect the rural character that endears the land to us, its residents, and also draws tourism.
Starley, what are you doing as an organization to help protect the environment here in the mountains?
We have recently participated in the North Carolina Big Sweep River Cleanup and are helping to organize the Tow River Valley Legacy Workshop at Malin Community College. There will be presentations at the workshop covering topics such as farmland preservation, horticultural opportunities, water quality monitoring, and engaging church communities in caring for creation. Participants will have the opportunity to talk with some of our state's most knowledgeable professionals about biodiesel opportunities, alternative energy, and low-impact development. The workshop is November 3rd, starting at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The cost is $7, which includes lunch. Then on Saturday, November 4th, we have arranged field trips around our area to visit different interesting sites. A local farm that, with assistance from local and federal agencies, has initiated water quality improvement practices, a beekeeping demonstration, you can visit the Energy Exchange, tour the North Carolina Small Wind Research Site, an organic farm, and a green home that utilizes hydroelectric and solar power. You can see the photographs that won the Tow River Valley Watch Photo Contest at Mary Vogel's studio and gallery in Bakersville, and much more. For more information on the workshop or our organization, please visit our website at www.towrivervalleywatch.org. or call 828-230-2768 for more information. The deadline for registration for the workshop is this Friday, October 27th.
Thanks, Starley, for being with us. Our guest on Close-Up today has been Starley Phillips McDowell, a board member of Tow River Valley Watch. And good luck with your project. For Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.